This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one would say J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Would J.J. Barea get a player to week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns. Get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You are listening to BSS Carolinas.
Good morning. It's Thursday, August 17th, 2017. We are live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where you can make all your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO. GoCSB.com. Of course, this is an Attitude Broadcasting Company production. I am the host this week. I am B3. Exponent. And of course, the first gentleman that's joining me this week is from Syracuse, New York, Mr. 315. What's going on, Kai?
Good, man. Chilling. And I love the theme music, of course, because, you know, hoping Ric Flair has a speedy recovery.
Please, Rick, you need to get your ass out of that damn bed. We need you styling and profiling back to the ring.
2017, you better chill.
One more freaking time. And, of course, my other New Yorker in the building with that Empire State of Mind, Smoochy SD. What's going on, Smooch?
Man, what's going on with y'all, man? Shout out to Roto Den. Y'all be on there, sharing that platform as well. Check us out on there. And, of course, man, Ric Flair, get well, man. Ric Flair.
And Baller's Life is every Friday right here from the studio in the Connecticut School of Broadcasting from
12 to 1:30. Shout out to my man, Herb Nerd, Mr. ESPN himself. He's probably in there cooking up something, man.
It's going to be a fun show. And check out for a guest feature from yours truly.
Yeah, come on through.
I will be coming on through tomorrow. We'll see what's going on.
Yeah, bring your kicks, man.
I will bring some kicks. I got some new Air Maxes I just cop for a pretty good price.
Got the Air Maxes on myself. Shout out to my man, B. Will. He got some shoes in the closet. They ain't come out yet.
You know, I sent the message to Kyrie Irving. I was like, Kyrie, I got the Duke used, you know, the threes. Can I send you just one shoe, man? Have you autograph it? I will pay for the postage for you to send it back. I just want you to sign my shoe, man. Yo,
the new Kyrie and Kobe collaboration on the shoe, I like it.
I can't wait to hear with that. Let's jump right on into segment two with our local talk. Of course, if we're talking local sports in Charlotte, North Carolina, we are talking the Carolina Panthers. They rolled in the preseason opener over the Houston Texans. Cam did not play, of course. And then this week they went to Tennessee to practice with the Titans for the game Saturday. Cam has not taken any participation in this team drills, in any of the scrimmages. He still isn't throwing. Should Panthers fans be concerned at their quarterback in supposedly an evolving offense, hasn't taken any snaps, hasn't been on the field, isn't throwing?
Yeah, it's nothing to really worry about. You want to try to preserve Cam as long as possible, as much as possible. I'm just hoping he doesn't get hit a lot this year, man.
Oh, the man's going to get hit. That's his thing. He holds the football. He runs when there's nothing there. He's going to take hits. If you play in the NFL, No matter how much you try to protect yourself, you're going to get hit.
Yeah, he's been hit 900 times.
900? Like last 4 years. 22 times or something ridiculous. 300 more times than the next quarterback behind him, which I think is Russell Wilson or somebody.
And see, that's crazy. Because, I mean, he's young now, but look at Ben Roethlisberger. It takes a toll on him.
It does. His, I mean, he's only, what, 27, 28? Right. But playing in the NFL and taking those kind of hits, he's probably his body probably feels like it's 35, 36.
And I think the Panthers should be concerned because I think they waited too long for him to get that surgery.
I think so, too.
He should have got that surgery like probably in week 13 when the season was over.
I know I'm concerned, man. When your quarterback ain't taking snaps and you're not hearing him throw and the coach is being over-conservative with your star player who loves to be on the field – something don't smell right, man.
Yeah, I'd be a little worried. If
dog poo plus dog poo smells like a lot of dog poo.
Yeah, so
he'll probably play like week four of the preseason.
You think he'll be in for week four? We really need to see him week three.
No, he had the week three is when everybody
dress
plays.
Rehearsal week. Because most players
– the fourth preseason game, no one plays.
Because, you know, after that week, Thursday is the open night game. Get the Patriots. And is it the Chiefs and the Patriots, I believe, in Foxborough or something like that?
Yeah, so, that corny game.
No, that's a good, that's a
we
got to
see Cam. I need to see Cam this weekend.
That's AFC – that's a huge AFC game in week one.
It is. I need to see Cam Newton in – week three, man. I need. I want to see him this week.
Yeah, he has to be. He has to play in the third, at least the third one, and a lot of snaps too.
Like at least into the third quarter.
Yeah,
I want to see how he does with McCaffrey.
I mean, speaking of McCaffrey, he looked awesome. 6 carries from the backfield, 35 yards rushing, 1 pass attempt though, which was incomplete. I mean, he gets behind the tackles. He's sort of like Danny Woodhead. Once he gets the ball behind the offensive line, he disappears.
He looks so little going in between the tackles. Yeah. He looked real
He's only like 5'7", 5'8", and he's only about 205.
He looks so small. I was like, they're going to have to spread him out just a little bit because, I mean, you still can play him, run him between the tackles maybe 6 or 7 times a game, but Jonathan Stewart's still going
to
be the workhorse.
He's smart, though. McCaffrey knows how to get low, get down, and not take a big hit. Unfortunately for McCaffrey, he's going to end up getting more of them carries because we know, Panthers fans, it's no denying, Jonathan Stewart is going to be hurt.
We'll get hurt.
Not if, but when he's hurt. Is it 4 games? Is it 6 games? Is it 8 games? It's coming. It's coming.
I'm surprised they haven't gotten rid of him yet.
I don't know why they haven't gotten rid. They gave him, they re-upped him for his last year of the contract. It was like $8 million. They could have cut him and saved $5, $6 million on the salary cap. I was confused. I was like, don't they got Cameron Artis Payne back there? He can sometimes run in the goal line, can't he, between the tackles?
They didn't. They was using Cam and Tolbert more than anything.
And Mike Tolbert, he couldn't get past the line of scrimmage. He would fall backwards. Big old bowling ball would fall backwards. I'm like, dude, you're the biggest dude out here running the football. How you get knocked backwards by a 195-pound safety?
And the money they gave him last year, right? I couldn't believe they re-signed him.
What in the hell? That maybe got Dave Gettleman fired. Re-signing Mike Tolbert.
That's the thing that's crazy with me now as far as – the certain Panther players that are getting paid, if they do need a running back, I mean, McCaffrey's good, but he's not, he's the short term.
He was the number 8 overall pick. We need him to be good for us for 8 years minimum.
Yeah. It's hard.
He's kind of their future. Yeah, dude. He's the
present. He's the future. He's the guy right now. I need this guy.
I hope so, man. I hope so because for Cam's sake, he needs it. For Kelvin Benjamin's sake, he needs it.
Kelvin Benjamin was slurping down a ton of ice snow cones after practice yesterday.
And they have the Samuel kid, too, who
has practiced. Not played. Is he finally practicing?
They practice, yeah.
The boy's been hurt since July with a hamstring. That's never good. When your hamstring is hurting, you're a wide receiver, and you need to run.
Yeah, so they have little weapons here and there with them, too. I mean, they got 2 speedsters who are home run hitters. So, I mean, to go along with what they already have with Kelvin Benjamin, Funches, I mean, that.
The lack of conditioning in the NFL, too, is causing these guys to be injured, man. When I was coming up and I was playing high school ball, two-a-day practices was a mandatory. Out there in the morning, out there in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Now these guys don't even practice, barely practice, only limited to like one practice or a certain amount of practice hours per week. Like, what? Yeah. How y'all going to get better? Y'all don't have the same system. There might be new coaches, new offensive coordinators, always new players you're incorporating. You can't get better.
Everybody's not the New England Patriots.
Exactly. And that's why the quality of the product the NFL has been putting out has been down over the past couple of seasons. They're not practicing. If you don't practice at your craft, how the hell can you get better?
So, yeah, they're poor.
I've been asking that for 3 years now.
And therefore, that's why, man, Cam got to get on the field, take some snaps, get some game action.
Breakthrough season for Cam?
I mean, he's been up and down, so he was down last year.
He's been up and down his whole career.
So he should be up this year.
Oh, before the 15-1 season, he was only 30-31 as a record as a starter.
And
he was barely a 500 quarterback before the Super Bowl season.
And I know accuracy has always been a question. Colin Cowherd has brought up the accuracy, but that doesn't bother me as much because we aren't a check down 5 yard throwing team. We always look for the deep balls, deep passes down the field. So when you're throwing more than 15 yards down the field, you're not going to be as accurate all the time. Alex Smith is one of the most accurate passers in the league, but he throws 5 yard check downs all day friggin' long.
Well, that's
where does that get them?
That's where Samuel McCaffrey come in, because you can check down to them.
Yeah, we can check down to them, but you still got to be able to push the ball up the field. If they're not if the defense ain't worried about you throwing over their head, they're just
keep everything
up
in front
of
you.
Scrimmage.
And they have no speedsters like as far as Benjamin and Funches. They're not.
Now
they can't get behind a defensive back.
They did. They had Ted Ginn, but he led the league in drops.
He can't catch. Ted Ginn just can't.
He's always open though.
He's always
freaking open.
Never could catch though.
Never just can't catch.
Yeah.
But Benjamin had a great catch during the first drive from DA where he put it up high for him. Benjamin went in the air, snatched it out the air, and brought it in for a touchdown. So he's maybe looking back to what he was 2 years ago.
I hope so. It's a big year for Benjamin.
It's a lot to prove you right here. You want that contract extension, young man? You want that $8 to $10-12 million per season that first round wide receivers get?
I hope Benjamin has a breakout year this year.
And this is the year too, because this is the year. This is the year he was supposed to come back from the injury, because you know he came back from the injury last year, but that's still another full season.
He came back too early to me.
Now, he came back on time, but those type of injuries take a whole nother year.
Yeah, exactly. Because that was ACL, right?
Yeah, so this is the year right here.
This is the year. And people don't understand that. People don't bounce back from ACLs. That's why Zach LaVine is going to struggle this year with Chicago.
Especially in basketball.
I hope he just sits out all season, because he got hurt in like January, February. Don't rush yourself back.
If he comes back this season, that's too early to me.
You know what? That is going to be crazy, because and it's not gospel, everybody. But the Bulls are planning to buy out.
I've heard talks that in the next couple months
they're
going to buy out.
As they should. Yeah.
You've moved on. You traded your best player.
Yo.
Don't keep him on the lock and key that, man.
He's getting 23 mil?
Something like that.
And that's nothing in the NBA as far as a buyout. That ain't nothing.
A little more local news. Former local star for Clemson University, Sammy Watkins, traded to the Los Angeles Rams. How we feeling about Sammy in Los Angeles with Jared Goff? He went from Tyrod Taylor, who was not a great quarterback, to Jared Goff, who doesn't look like the boy can quarterback in a JV high school football team.
Not yet, at least. But
they said Sammy looks good at practice.
Let me tell you something. If he can stay healthy, I mean, they have a nice little offensive nucleus. They can get it together. I mean, they got a young quarterback. They got Gurley to take the pressure off the quarterback.
Yeah.
And Sammy Watkins and Tavon Austin on the other side.
Well, don't give me Tavon Austin. I've seen enough to Tavon Austin to know
all 5 foot seven of them.
He's not the guy.
He's like a third receiver. He's not even a receiver.
He's like a special teams star. Let him return punts and kicks. He's Devin Hester. He's not even a wide receiver. He don't run good routes. He don't get open. Has he had more than 50 catches in a season?
No.
That guy is terrible,
Very. He's another one. You have to. He's a gimmick guy.
You got to do stuff. He's not Julian Edelman, who's going to run over the middle and put his body and life on the line and make plays for you.
Right.
He's not that guy.
Yeah, and even without that, they still have a nice little big three.
Yeah.
Gurley and Watkins.
Gurley and with Watkins there, that should alleviate some of the pressure in the box.
That's right.
On Gurley.
Exactly.
I'm rooting for Sammy, man.
Because before they got Sammy Watkins, they would stack the box for Gurley. He had a horrible year last year.
Well, yeah. Because his wide receivers were Brian Quick and Tavon Austin and somebody else.
I like, yeah. Now, Brian Quick was a surprise. I think he's in Washington now.
And Kenny Britt, who's in Cleveland now, I think.
Right. So they, you know, they hurry up and cashed in on their payday. Oh, I'm out of here.
Got to go. Come on, Sammy. We rooting for you around here, man.
I hope so, man. Because Jared Goff is.
That guy, I don't think he's terrible. Got the goods. And I've been high on Sammy since he came out. And people are telling me, nah, Sammy ain't going to be nothing. I'm like, watch, his speed is something else. He got great hands. He just hasn't been able to stay healthy. Like I still feel like Sammy can do some things.
And with Jared Goff, the jury's kind of really still out. He hasn't shown much. I mean, he didn't hardly play any last year. So this is pretty much going to be his full season start, if he starts.
He'll start.
He was 0-7 last year.
I mean, he looked starstruck out there when he was on the field last year. Like, yeah. Everything was a blur to him. It was way too fast.
We'll see.
He was not ready.
We'll see,
man, with Sammy Watkins. I like to see. I'm hoping Sammy Watkins can get it together, man, before I lose all hope in him. Don't want to get off the bandwagon too early.
I might have to try to pick him up late in fantasy football if I can.
Yeah, he just got to stay healthy, man.
He's got to stay healthy. The PGA Championship ended in Quail Hollow on Sunday. Justin Thomas wins the PGA Championship shooting 8-under.
That was dope, man. I heard the PGA Tour was really, really fascinating this year. Very competitive. A lot of young, talented guys out there. Golfing is going to be good for the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah,
you know, if nobody has like a Tiger moment, you know,
it's pretty boring at times to watch. But if you out there drunk as hell hitting the driver, it becomes a good time. And what was best is it put the city of Charlotte in the limelight for an entire weekend. I mean, we were on CBS Sports primetime afternoon, the city of Charlotte and this beautiful golf course, man.
Shout out to Ric Flair, who they chose to do the commercial, the PGA commercial.
I saw that.
That's dope, man.
Nature Boy. Yeah, and if you haven't heard, Nature Boy Ric Flair was put under a coma for surgery on Monday. Surgery went well, but yesterday it came out that some of the organs, his organs haven't responded. He's in critical condition right now in a hospital in Atlanta, Georgia, right outside of his home. Nate, if you don't pull through, man.
That'd be
a huge loss, man. That's a childhood hero. I know he was the heel. I know he always had people come in and get him disqualified so he could hold on to the belt. And I know it was part of the gimmick. And people hated him for that. We wanted to see Luger win the belt. We wanted to see Sting win the belt. Never, because Nature Boy was dominating. But Nate, shout out, Nate, man.
Especially with the 30 for 30 that's coming up.
What's your fondest memory of Nature Boy Ric Flair?
God, what is it? Man. The matches with Sting, man.
Oh,
back in the NWA
days. That match at Starrcade that year. Oh, my goodness. I thought Sting – didn't Sting end up winning it? He ended up winning at Starrcade that year, but that match was unbelievable.
Then when he came to the then WWF, the Macho Man Savage rivalry, that was pretty cool. And how he how him and Perfect were kind of a – kind of a faction. So
he came right to WWF, entered the Royal Rumble number one, and won the damn title the first night he was there. Nature Boy Ric Flair.
I mean, he was part of some of the best factions ever, man. I mean, the Four Horsemen. Oh, man, don't get me started on it. Then WWE with Evolution.
And let me ask you guys this question: as far as athletes concerned, what career would you rather choose? Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, Joe Montana, or Ric Flair?
Shoot. Michael Jordan, because he's got all the money. The man just purchased the Miami Marlins with Derek Jeter. another local thing. Michael Jordan is doing big things. Okay, MJ, you bringing the Miami Marlins to Charlotte? We going to be the Charlotte Marlins?
Yeah. I see it.
I don't see it happening. I would not be moving my team out of Miami for Miami. Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And no way in hell.
No.
It just gives me an extra excuse to be in Miami and not be in Charlotte. Yeah. I'm going to be in Miami. Yeah. whose career would you have?
That's a tough one, man. To even put Ric Flair amongst one of the greatest athletes of, you know, sports, period.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one, man.
That's tough. I know his daughter's got to be going through it. She lost her brother a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Now, doesn't look great for Nate. But Nate is a fighter, and we know he's going to do everything he can do to come back. All right, guys, let's go into the Joseph Randall Dummies of the Week.
Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall BSS Carolinas Dummy of the Week.
All right, who you got for your Dummies of the Week?
We talked about it earlier. It was Jermichael Finley for me, but I can give you another one. In that same ballpark, Tim Brown also.
Tim Brown, Coonan too?
Yeah, man. I don't know what's up with these dudes, man.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Then last couple weeks, it was Cordell Stewart. He was another one.
He's Coonan too?
Oh, yeah. He needs to be – what was the exact words? Kyler needs to be keep quiet.
Keep quiet?
But you know what? But I don't want to go there, but I'm going to go there.
Go there.
Cordell would know a thing or two about keeping things quiet on the low. I'm just going to leave it at that.
We know he would.
I'm just going to leave it at that. Some people might know what I'm talking about.
For me, it's got to be Lil Scrappy and Bobby Valentino. If you haven't heard the story about Lil Scrappy and Bobby Valentino, they were apparently throwing a party, right? Had some girls in there. The girls were transgender.
Oh, yeah, when Bobby had his phone going around the
room. Going around, he having a good time. Next thing you know, Bobby's dick comes out of his pants. And I don't know where it ended up going, but these weren't females in the room. These were male. And then Lil Scrappy came on the media.
Was denying everything.
No, that's my dude. Me and Valentino, we throw tons of parties. Always nothing but girls. If a transgender was in there, we didn't know. You didn't know? You didn't know? When I see transgender women, I can tell.
Because you can tell since you saw them.
Size of the hands, the size of the head, the size of the feet. There are telltale signs that says, okay, she may be a he. You got to – damn. There's just no cover for that. And you're in Atlanta. So you know you suspect when you're in Atlanta anyway.
I need to see some baby pictures with these people. I still play. Got to show me your baby pictures.
Man, that's not the sugar you wanted, homie.
Now it's to a point, too. You got to have kids, too, now.
Right? You have to get married. You got to have a concubine, like seven wives.
Any female I marry now, she has to have kids. Now, I mean, it's crazy out here. Is that crazy now?
Well, if they have kids, at least you know one thing.
Yeah.
They putting out.
Yeah. That's Bobby V's second incident.
Like, this is once, okay, it happens. Twice, that's not a coincidence, man. Yeah, like it's starting. It looks like it's becoming a trend.
Oh,
you
know
I mean?
Man.
I mean, it's cool. It's 2017.
And like you said, it's Atlanta, too.
It's Atlanta. And there's a reason the women outnumber the men 10 to 1 because the men down there, 75% of them are homosexual.
I've met so many women from Atlanta, and they all say the same thing. They'll never date a guy from Atlanta. I hear that all the time.
That's
why they're ripe for the picking up.
The rappers down there, the way they dress, make you.
It ain't safe in the ATL, man.
Like, watch your back door, homie. you got any dummy smoots?
Man, all the black athletes who are not using their platform to spread the message of what's going on, it's just crazy to me that guys like Skip Bayless are coming up with the suggestions of how black athletes need to protest to show unity. A white guy.
And now, I will say Skip is one of the, say what you want to say about his sports talk, but he is fair and he is about equality. He loves black people.
Skip loves black people. And you know, and I applaud that.
Shout out Skip Bayless.
I applaud that, but you know, we from Tim Brown to Ray Lewis to Michael Vick, some prominent faces that we as the black community has looked up to before and supported are coming up and just saying, well, nah, we don't want to support it, chill, it's okay, just play, really trying to not address the issue, man. And that really bothers me because it defeats the purpose of what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jim Brown, Muhammad Ali, Bill Russell, and other athletes have done
in the past.
In the past.
Jesse Owens. Like, when these guys were doing it and taking social stands, they were considered heroes. Colin Kaepernick does it. He's considered to hate the army, hate military, hate everybody. It's like, what?
Yeah, thank God. Thank God Ezekiel Elliott only put his hands on a female and got in a bar fight, because boy, Lord forbid, if he took a knee, he'd be out of a job.
Be out of a job.
You can. I mean, the NFL is crazy, man. So inconsistent. So I mean, you can do all that. Well, from what Roethlisberger did, from the Zeke situation, Greg Hardy, all these guys. Cap never hurt nobody. Cap ain't been in prison. Cap, he hasn't done anything.
He just stood up for the young African Americans, period, that are being abused daily in this country by the police.
And he looks better. He looks 10 times better now after everything that happened in Virginia this weekend. He looks 10 times better now.
And they get another dummy. Charlottesville, Virginia, for allowing the KKK, my bad, the white nationalist, to have a freaking protest rally in your city.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, it wasn't going to draw a riot. Like, fights weren't going to happen. Like, people weren't going to get injured. What the hell were you thinking about? And then ESPN with that awful fantasy auction yesterday.
Oh, did you see
that? What the hell? I can understand if you're doing it on the board and here it is. But you had to gavel out like y'all were auctioning off slaves. What in the crap was that, man? That was awful, man. That was one of the worst skits I've ever seen, man.
That's the dummy of the week.
That was so untasteful.
They didn't think that through?
They didn't think that through at all.
They didn't think that through when they
tried. Because, you know, you get these young production kids who, they get an idea, let's run with it. This sounds awesome. And then you see it out there, and it's like, what the hell were we thinking?
Some of the worst timing I've ever seen when you go from that to that commercial.
And you wonder why Espen is losing money and having to cut 9 million jobs because they have stupid decision makers making stupid decisions.
Yeah, whoever came up, and you know, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm really glad. Yeah, that has to be the biggest, like, the donkey of the day, dummy, donkey. That's donkey of the year.
Whatever you want to give him.
Like, man, whoever came up with that idea, I hope that guy is fired.
I'm going to start watching Fox Sports. I think I'm going to have to just watch Fox Sports.
You got to, man.
And I don't like Jason Whitlock.
That's why I can't watch it. That's
and I hate when he's on.
And I don't like Nick Wright either.
I lost all respect for that company after that mess they pulled, man. And I wasn't watching ESPN as much anyway because TV is dying as is. But they just... this really put me off, man.
Yeah, man. Jason Whitlock is getting paid to do that.
Yeah. They got to have some kind of villain for the black people to go after, huh?
Yeah. I can't stand that dude.
And on a lighter note, shout out David Fizdale. Yeah. Keep that missus happy.
Yo, his wife gets a plug, like, every week.
Man, she need to be, like, an Instagram model or something. She'd have, like, a million followers.
She was. Oh, I think she was.
That's where he found her, huh?
I think so.
Slid in the DM.
Right? Go ahead, slide in them DMs.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, guys. That will do it for this segment of BSS Carolinas. Always, we're on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes. When we come back, we have some NFL talk. NFC West preview. Some other good, interesting things. And Mr. 315 has some questions that he has for us. So, when we come back, we'll take care of that. You listen to BSS Carolinas. Stick around.